Hi, Steve here. Do you know what abductive reasoning is? It just means a logical conclusion. Like we say, if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it probably is a duck. Jesus gave us many indicator markings to help us understand when his second coming is near. He shows us that an indicator of his return is that society around us will be similar to that of Sodom when Lot lived there nearly 4,000 years ago. People will be going about their everyday lives, seemingly unconcerned about the egregious evils in society, unaware that their lifestyles are an abominable thing in the eyes of God, thinking their ways of life are normal. They won't expect the calamities and the events that will shock them.
Alice A. Bailey says that the externalization of the hierarchy is going to happen. She said specifically that it's going to be, the date will have been set by 2025 for the first stage of the externalization of the hierarchy. That's a direct quote from her book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy. And what is she talking about? The hierarchy. She says the masters will walk openly in the visible plane of existence among man. And that the externalization, in other words, the unveiling, the uncloaking of that demonic hierarchy is going to be beginning in 2025. The deception that Roger Monroe's satanic high priest told him is the grand deception that he says people are going to eat this up is demon spirits declaring themselves in person, appearing and declaring themselves to be beings, inhabitants of other worlds. All of the alien hype and the Vatican saying we would baptize aliens. You know, the Vatican, if the Pope is putting this out, you got to get your radar up and your red flags up and be discerning by the word of God. When you have Hillary Clinton showing so much interest in aliens, and then all of a sudden, over the last year or so, it's hearings in Congress, and no, we have not ruled out that these unmanned aerial vehicles, UFOs, are extraterrestrial. They've never talked like this. Why are they promoting and pushing this concept? A grand deception is on the way. So when Bailey talks about demon spirits, the masters walking among men, the direct quote is, she says, it will be possible for the hierarchy to externalize itself and function openly upon the physical plane. The masters will walk openly among men.
These last days will be some of the weirdest, strangest humanity's ever seen. But one thing's for sure is that we are the generation that will see the return of Jesus Christ. But before that, we will see things we probably wish we didn't. I've shared with you from the book of Enoch many times, and one of the things that Enoch explains to us in detail is about evil spirits or demons. They're one and the same. They were sentenced by God to stay on the earth until the end. And as it says in chapter 15 of the book of Enoch, these spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth and cause trouble and offenses. They're already here and have been here ever since the flood of Noah. But what's coming to the earth will be fallen angels, not the ones who slept with the earthly women that created the giants, but the evil fallen ones who did not join them in that sin and abomination before God. And listen to what Enoch said about these fallen angels. Chapter 80 of the book of Enoch says, in the days of the sinners, the years will be shortened. Jesus talked about the time and those days, and he said they would be shortened for the elect's sake. But listen to this. Many chiefs of the stars will transgress the order prescribed, and these will alter their orbits and tasks and not appear at the seasons prescribed to them. And the whole order of the stars will be concealed from the sinners, hidden. And the thoughts of those on the earth will err concerning them, and they will be altered from all their ways. Yes, they will err and take them to be gods, and evil will be multiplied upon them, and punishment will come upon them so as to destroy all. I believe Revelation explains this. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels also fought, but he could not prevail, and there was no place for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was thrown out, the ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the one who deceives the whole world. He was thrown to the earth and his angels with him. Will this be the great alien deception when the devil and his fallen angels come to Earth after being cast out?
This could have that fake alien element to it. It could have other manifestations and expressions as well, but that's one to definitely keep our eyes open for. But she called it 2025. She said, we've got to do a lot of propaganda. That's her word, leading into 2025 for progress and getting this whole religious and economic and educational propaganda in place. And then she says the presence with a capital P, the masters with a capital M, will be able to be attained in this our day.
On Deagle.com, which Scott Ritzema is familiar with. Now, this website predicted in 2017 that by 2025, the U.S.'s population would go from 327 million to 100 million, while Russia, China, India population just continued on a gradual increase. And the U.K.'s population, France and Germany and other Western countries' population were basically dwindled down to below half of their current population. This is very alarming. The groups that fund this research included the NSA, the World Bank, United Nations, CIA, International Monetary Fund, and NATO. So what do they know that they're not telling us, Scott Ritzema? And in your research with Deagle.com and your other things you've looked into, what have you discovered about these developments for 2025?
Yeah, as you keep your eye on multiple different sources, you keep getting this same year, this same time period, 2025 and the years that follow. Deagle.com, that being a key factor that many people have noticed for many years now, what's going on with that predicted massive population drop. Another key source is probably the top occultist of the 20th century. You know her as UN acolyte and founder of Lucifer's Trust Publishing House, Alice A. Bailey. A lot of people aren't aware that for a number of times and for almost 100 years now, back when she was writing, she targeted 2025. So we can talk about Alice Bailey. We can talk about Deagle. We can talk about Martin Armstrong's cycles. He's been a contributor on Band.video on InfoWars, and his AI for 40 years now, his computer, as he calls it, has been pointing to this same time period. So we can talk about his cycles. And a lot of this goes to the cycles view of history. My background is as a history teacher. My graduate studies were in history, political science, economics, national security. And so when you look at this from a scholarly standpoint, you get into things like the fourth turning. Probably Neil Howe is the best scholar on cycles theory. So we can look at fourth turning. And then also this guy, Peter Singer, not the one you know of as the eugenicist, what he might have had to do with the video game industry and scripts that were given pointing to 2025. You got a Joel Skousen, again, another InfoWars contributor and guest, has been saying for many years that while people were maybe expecting giant war, World War III type of scenarios prior to the time in which we live now, he was always saying, you know, China's weapon systems and technological advancements aren't going to be online and ready for them to launch into such a conflict until the latter half of the 2020s, in other words, 2025 to 2030. There are world system theorists as well as long cycle theorists that you can look at targeting this period as well. So it's not just one off, you know, one person said this. And Deagle, by the way, is a major player. They were a contributor to Stratfor. They were cited by Stratfor. If you don't know who that is, that's a huge, massive intelligence company, intelligence player in the global national security scene. So yeah, a lot on 2025 when you really keep your eyes open.
Here's some more information from Deagle.com. They predicted the United States defense budget would go from $637 billion to $32 billion. The United Kingdom's defense budget from $56 billion, which is modest compared to ours, to $1.4 billion. just a fraction of it. France followed in similar fashion, 58 billion to 11 billion, and Germany, 43 billion to 2.9 billion. Now, on the contrary, China's defense budget goes from 226 billion to 310 billion, while Russia goes from 79 billion to 186 billion, more than doubling. India, 59 billion to 110 billion, Brazil, 27 billion to 38 billion. So while the Western countries suffer their defense, almost like what happened to Germany and other in Japan after World War II, where they weren't allowed to have a military, you see this future predicted where all the Western NATO countries are basically have their defense budgets taken away, and the BRICS nations have an incredible defense budget. Why do you think they're making this prediction on Deagle.com?
You know, in the fine print, they talk about it as a financial collapse, a massive transfer of wealth because of a reset, really, of the financial system. The Western-based monetary system, debt-based, U.S.-driven and centered financial system that's reigned for generations now, coming down and that transitioning, and also a lot of that population reduction being due to migration patterns out of the now impoverished West. Now, by the way, they said this in 2017. They were targeting 2025. Sometimes these things take time to develop. So I wouldn't say all of that has to transpire, you know, in the year 25 or by the year 2025. My targets for looking at all these different points and all these different sources keep ringing back into this 2025 to 2030 period. But yeah, that Deagle report is not the level of the significance of that source is not something to take lightly. Let's just put it that way. And when taken together with a number of other scholarly cycles theories and occult sources and real experts and AI, it's all pointing to 2025. The Martin Armstrong scenario is similar. He sees 2032 as the end of this period of crisis, where it would be a Chinese-dominated world order and China becoming the financial capital of the world. And, you know, I'm a believer in Bible prophecy. I don't ever count on that we have that many years out into the future before the Lord returns. So that's a period of time Martin Armstrong has identified, 2025 to 2031, and specifically 2025, and he said this for many years. He didn't just come up with this in the last year or two when Russia happened with Ukraine. And he was pointing to 2014 as the beginning of the major war cycle. And 2014 is exactly when the Russian coup happened. And then 2025 is when war begins to really go global and hot, nuclear by 2027. And interestingly, though, we're in an election year. So some of these things can slip into ahead of time when there are vested interests wanting to accelerate global events. But that 2027 period where things could really get dicey, and then into 2032, just like the 2008 source that you were just mentioning, by that period, you're looking at the changeover of the global order. And prophetically, crisis means preparation. You translate crisis into, am I ready in the truth, in the word of God, with my family, practical preparedness measures in the country. So I know that some of the things we're talking about are quite alarming, but you know, Jesus referred to when you see the signs of the times happening, men's hearts will fail them for fear for what's coming upon the earth. But he says, when you see the signs, wars and rumors of war, pandemics, the Bible spoke of pestilences and natural disasters and famines and all of these things, he says, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So there is no fear in love, and God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And I know I'm preaching, that didn't go exactly to your question, but these key points take us somewhere in prophetic history.
But yeah, you can be smart and be prepared both spiritually and, you know, literally be prepared for the worst to happen.
The premier futurist in the national security space, that's according to the Wall Street Journal. They called Peter Singer the premier futurist in the national security intelligentsia. And he was hired on as a consultant for Black Ops 2, for the script, for the video game narrative. And it's set in 2025. And do you know what the object of that game is? Probably some of your listeners are aware of this. It's to prevent a cyber attack. Now, when we get to Project 2025, these guys, you're going to see the same thing. You've heard it from Klaus Schwab himself. He says, it will make COVID-19 seem like a minor disturbance when we have the cyber pandemic. These kind of things that are signaled ahead of time in Hollywood, in the movies, in the video games, in The Simpsons. You see big catastrophic events signaled ahead of time in the entertainment world. So Peter Singer, look him up. Black Ops 2, set in 2025. Object of the game is to prevent a cyber attack. And it's also US versus China, a new Cold War.
As in another video I promoted, the author speculated that many things will happen before even the end of 2024. And I tend to agree with that hypothesis. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, I invite you to turn from your sin and turn to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and ask Him to be the Lord of your life. I leave a link in the description box below. It's only for those of you who don't know Jesus and don't know what to pray. It's a simple prayer that you can follow, and if you mean it in your heart and believe it, you will be saved. Think about it.